So tell me then, Frank, when you purchased this business at, initially in around 1950, was it connected to this home now, or did you?
No, this was a separate ownership.
Okay.
And
but were they physically connected?
Just like they are now.
But you can't go from one building to the other.
But, the owner of the building also owned and rented out the barbershop. Except at that time, the barbershop was down where Jamie's on Main Street is.
Sure.
It was in there.
Was that Everett's barbershop that was there?
Well, just prior to Everett. Yeah, just
Albert Smith.
Yeah, another Smith owned it, but Everett did come to work for Mr. Smith and then bought him out.
So at the time that you came to town, what was in this? What was between the house and the store?
It was a vacant.
Just a vacant.
Vacant area. Yeah.
Do you know? Did an owner of the store at some point live in this? Is that why they would have connected them, or do you know the story behind
the connection of this?
Yes,
we were. My parents bought this house because I was renting over there. And there was always a question, are they going to renew your lease?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to price you out so that you can't afford it? And my mother saw this as security, because she said, they're not, if they force you out of that store, you're going to have a place to go.
So this house, okay.
She was very foresighted, and they never did force us out. They sold it to us.
So who had been in this house prior?
She was a woman by herself, and her name was Connie Barthline, and she ran it as a tea room and an antique shop. Tea rooms were the rage in those days. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but...
Yeah, I have, but I didn't know there was one here on Main Street.
Okay. Yeah, right here.
Right here.
And she did over our backyard, and she had a patio and little stone walks so people could go down there and drink tea and admire the scenery. And so she left town, and she wanted to sell it, and my mother bought it, and then I bought it from my parents. But before I got it, my parents had rented it to the Stowe Area Association. So about 2 or 3 years, this was the information office. There was a counter right through here.
Russell,
people came in the door and got their information. These rooms here were offices for them.
The dining room and the kitchen.
Yeah. Out there, that room was rented by the taxi service that took my prescriptions to Waterbury. And they had a full-time clerk to answer the phone. They also were American Express people. So when the train came in, if it had a package for Stowe, the taxi brought it here, out there. She called and said, you have a package here. So when we got it,
yeah,
we had to tear out all the old information.
But upstairs.
That's right. The manager of the store area lived in an apartment upstairs. Pretty cozy.
So was this not a kitchen then downstairs?
It had been.
It had been.
The tea house was here.
I see.
But then it turned into an office.
Okay. So they ripped everything out, or they left all the kitchen appliances in?
Well,
we moved in.
So you had to replace all the kitchen appliances. Yeah, you had everything.
Yeah, it was just full of
old cupboards.
Pardon?
Old cupboards.
Old cupboards full of stationery and junk. And